Yeah, good request, good song, and Andrew always loves a bit of the Beatles. You a fan of the Beatles, Elliot?
I've heard of them, but I've never really listened to them before.
Oh, you've heard of them. Okay, I'm glad you've heard of the Beatles. Yeah. That's good. That's good to know. We've got Shay on the line.
Yes, we do. Hello, Shay.
Hello, hello, guys. Hello, hello, Elliot. How are you, darling?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Yeah. What you been up to?
Just talking about stuff. And
yeah. There's another YouTube channel, Shay, for you to follow. Elliot, do you want to tell Shay? Because Shay loves watching YouTube.
Anonymous Spritz.
Anonymous Spritz, eh? Yeah. So what's so
Spritz
is so John invited you into the studio today because he showed me a little video of you.
Yes, we had a little video of how excited you were when your mum Beth mentioned you'll come to the studio. You thought you were going to be a celebrity.
Good morning, Beth.
Oh, there you go. Say good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Shay?
There you go. We'll give Beth the headphones.
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, nice to chat to you.
Good. Yeah, lovely to chat to you too. So we're talking about the Prince visit, and I was involved in that as well.
Oh, okay. So how were you involved in it? What did you have to do on the day?
Well, I went to Surrey Hills Radio because I'm one of the presenters.
Right. Okay.
So I present a show on a Friday morning, which is called Back Through the Years, Michelle Shay Young, and I'm on between 10 and 12.
Oh, brilliant! So how did you feel being part of a Royal visit? Was it your first, or have you done previous ones?
Well, it was my first Royal visit, so I managed to shake hand with the Prince himself when he went out the door.
Oh, did you?
I did, certainly did.
Felt quite privileged then, did you?
Oh, I certainly did, yeah. Certainly
you were the last person to shake his hand, I believe, weren't you, Shay?
That's
as
right,
he left
John,
the building.
Yeah.
There you go.
When I left the building.
And what did you talk to him about, the Duke of Edinburgh?
I talked to him about I'm the first visually impaired to work for Surrey Hills Radio. Mm. So I was talking about what I was doing, what I do.
Yeah.
So we're talking all about that, which was good.
And what was he like talking to him? Did he feel that he was easy to talk to, quite approachable?
Very, very approachable, very, very easy to talk to. Mm. Very, very calm. Yeah.
Okay. Did you take him to the Royal Chicken Shop round the corner afterwards? Just out of interest.
No, he didn't.
Ah, the chicken.
The Royal Chicken Shop. Shay went to his local chicken shop, and we thought he was hanging out in the Royal Family because it's the Royal Chicken Shop. But we thought it was like some posh eatery, and it wasn't. It was a chicken shop.
John always, in case you don't know, guys, John always and I, we have a bit of a joke about it, so we have a bit of fun, don't we, John?
We do, yes. A kebab shop the other day. Shane has just crossed the road to the kebab shop. And he's on first name terms with the owners.
Regular.
Yeah.
So, Shane, could you eat 34,000 burgers or whatever it was over the course of your lifetime?
I know. So, do you want to hear my impression of John?
here we go.
Go on, then.
Go on, then.
Is that your impression of me?
Okay. That is my impression of you.
Okay. Well, do you want an impression of Beth then? Because,
that'd be a tricky one.
That'd be a tricky one.
I don't think he knows me well enough. We've literally just met.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So,
there we go.
So have you been to Woking before, guys?
Well, you mean Radio Woking, yes. You're talking to Beth, okay.
You have. I've been to Radio Woking before, but for Elliot, my son, it is his debut, so it's the first time he's done it, so he's really interested to see what's happening behind the scenes and how it all works in terms of bringing together a radio show, really. Mm. It's quite exciting.
And what have you learned today, then, Elliot?
Basically, how it's all done on the screen here and how they're putting all the songs and everything.
It's
really interesting.
How they do
the mics and everything, so it's been really interesting.
Yeah,
for me.
And we were talking this morning about your news channel.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, your news channel in lockdown. You're on social media with your cardboard box, telling people what the news was.
That was good. That's good. So, would you like Elliot, would you like to be a radio presenter yourself then?
No, I just thought it would be fun to come here and just talk about it and see how they do it behind the scenes and everything. Yeah, but it's been really interesting.
That's really good. That's where I'd say you've done really well this morning, like, because I've been listening to you, because I listen to John all the time, you see.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shay, that's very kind. That,
but yeah, so there you go, you got good feedback there. Yeah. I try and listen to, as you say, John, I try and listen to every show you can, don't I?
Yeah, he's a regular fan. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it costs a fortune keeping those £5 notes in the post. Let me try and choose in. Yeah, we don't bribe our listeners. No, Shay because he enjoys it, don't you, Shay?
Yeah, I do, certainly do. So what Elliot, what are you going to be up to for the rest of the week then, Elliot?
Well, I'm going to be at school, obviously.
Got due day tomorrow?
Yeah, I've got due day tomorrow.
What about you, Shay? Any trips to the kebab shop planned in the next year?
Well, I don't know yet. Well, I'm going for my regular roast this afternoon, so that'll be good.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Shay, for coming on. Always good to talk to you.
Oh, it certainly is, John. Yeah, certainly is.
Good job. And, good to speak to you, Shane.
And we will catch up with you again very soon. Have a good week.
All right, Andy, have a lovely week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Okay. See you. Bye, Shane.